Good morning, Jocasta Radio. This past week saw us remembering and honoring those lost and directly affected by Canada's residential school system with National Truth and Reconciliation Day. And on the show today, we're going to be joined by Six Nations musician Jace Martin, who also paid tribute with a brand new song called Honor Song. So thank you very much for doing this today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
So to start, you released this new song last Friday. Can you tell me how everything's gone and what the reactions have been?
Yeah, it's actually been doing really well because I released the music video for it on the same day as well. And I think that was kind of like the plan. Truth and Reconciliation Day, such an important day. Other awareness, a lot of people still don't know of the impact that the residential schools have had. And every Indigenous person is literally a direct or indirect result of those schools too. So the music video and the song, I felt like it was very appropriate to release it on that day, you know, because the song is all about hope, you know, and unity and coming together. You know, it's not about forgetting what happened, but, you know, it's about moving forward together in unity. So that's kind of what the song is about, because I know it's such a dividing issue, you know, and if we want to move in the future, we want to get better, we want to heal, like a lot of Indigenous people want to heal from that. But there's got to be some kind of forgiveness and moving together in unity, you know, in order to heal, right? So that's kind of what the song's all about. And I got a chance to pay respect and honor to my grandfather, Ross Paulus, who was in the residential school, the Mohawk Residential Institute, which was one of the last ones to close and one of the longest running ones in Canada as well.
Yep.
And the music video is really like special to me because there was four generations in my music video. I had my parents and my brothers, my nieces and nephews, and my great nieces and nephews were all a part of the video. And it was kind of overwhelming doing the video because all of us wouldn't be here if something happened to my grandpa at the schools, which a lot of kids didn't make it out of those schools for one reason or another, whether they were sick, abused, you know, hurt or murdered or whatever it was, because they're finding mass graves at all of these schools. I think they searched like 14 schools so far, and there were over like almost 11,000 bodies that they found on the grounds, and there's still 150 schools to search. So that's kind of a scary number.
It definitely is. And can you talk about how music has that unique power to like bring emotions out of people? And do you think this song will help and be used as a tool for awareness, raising awareness and healing for those residential schools?
Yeah, that's what I wanted it to do. I wanted to not only bring awareness to it because I have a big platform, you know, I wanted to bring awareness to it, but I also wanted to recognize that it happened too, because that's a lot of the times a lot of people just try to bury things down. And it's like, it was so important to make sure that we don't ever forget what happened so that it can't happen again in the future, but also to bring people together. Like I said, that unity thing, and it's been doing really well. I've been getting so many like people messaging me, talking to me about like how much it respects and honors that moment. And it's a dignified response I heard from somebody too, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to divide people. I didn't want it to like shame people or make people feel bad, because that's not what music does. Music is supposed to inspire and bring hope and bring us together. So I hope that's what the song's doing. And so far, the reaction that I'm getting, I think that it's doing its job. So I'm pretty happy about that.
And talking about how it's such a powerful subject, can you talk us through the songwriting process and how you were able to talk about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I knew right from the get-go in the process that I wanted to make sure, because that I didn't want to alienate anyone. And I knew for a fact that, you know, it's easy to write these kinds of songs with this kind of content and be like, look what you did and da, 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 you know, and I definitely didn't want to do that, because I know it's all about bridging the gap. It's all about forgiving. It's all about moving forward. And we have to do that together, because we're allies, like Indigenous people, non-Indigenous people, everyone in Canada, we're allies now, whether we like it or not. We're here together. It's not like everyone's going to leave and it's just going to be Indigenous people here ever again. So it's like, we have to learn how to live together, be together. So it's a part of that truth and reconciliation, you know, is that, I think that's why it was appropriate to do the song on that time. So I really wanted to make that song about being a voice for those children that we lost. So if you listen to the song, some of the lyrics are coming from the perspective of that the children at that time, how scary that must have been, how lonely that must have been. But, you know, the prayers and the resilience, the hope, the unity, being together, standing together to honor those kids and make sure it never happens again is the theme of the song. So I feel like it was really, like you said, it was really intentional because I definitely wanted to make sure that we honored the kids but also bring unity and hope for the future.
And getting into a little bit more, how were you able to channel all those feelings and emotions? You said you had a personal background to the Mohawk Institute. How were you able to bring that into the song?
Right. I think just having those, like the feelings of it, is to make sure that I controlled my feelings. You know, I wanted to make sure that it came across as very genuine and very honest and opening and accepting. You know, I'm coming from a healed place because I did a lot of inner work too, you know, and I realize as I get older, a lot of the traumas and the things that I've went through, the things that my parents had to go through that were passed on to me, like these are direct results of the residential school, you know, just the very fact that they couldn't hug and they couldn't say, I love you. That came from the residential school. They took that from you, you know, like, and so those kinds of things that were passed on to me, I had to do a lot of that inner healing and work, right? So the song is coming from that place of being a healed person and forgiving what happened, but not forgetting what happened. So I feel like that's kind of the key for us to move forward. To be strong, to be together, be with each other, be a place that people can talk about it openly because our parents and their parents, they couldn't talk about it and they didn't want to talk about it. It was too hard and it was too real. But I feel like us as the next generation, as the kids, we need to talk about it. We need to do that trauma work. We need to heal so that we don't keep that pattern going for our kids and their kids and their kids. It's got to stop at one of these generations. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at. And so I kind of use that as inspiration to like craft the song.
And you talked about the music video earlier. Can you just talk to us about how it was being there and filming everything and just the significance behind the building, right?
Yeah. Oh man, it's crazy because it's such a iconic building in the first place, but then when you go there, you can feel it. You can feel that it's not a dark presence, but there's a presence there. Like it's got history. So you can feel that for sure. When we went there and my mom, we were about to shoot the scenes for my mom. My mom's a really strong person coming from a very healed place too. But she didn't realize the emotions that would still be there. When we set her up to film, we had a picture of my grandpa Ross on her lap. She got overwhelmed. She got really, really emotional. And she was like, I don't know why I'm crying. And I was like, let it out. Like, Obviously, this is something that you've held in, you know, like that's why we're doing this song, you mm-hmm. know? So she like had a lot of emotions, you know? So it's definitely there and you definitely feel it. But I think it's something to be respected and honored. So that's why I'm really glad because I think they were trying to take it down. And then they had that Save the Evidence campaign, which I think is so important. And they're renovating it now. So we got to see in the music video, the director, David Moses from Damn Studios, he had a lot of footage before the renovations that he already had in his archives. So it was cool. In the video, we had video of it when it was older. And then now when it's renovated and new, so we're kind of like juxtaposing that in the video too, to just kind of show, you know, that what progress has been there. So I think it's really cool. But yeah, definitely the feeling on the Mohawk residential school land is very daunting.
And I guess just lastly, before we get you out of here, what is the message that you hope that listeners and everybody can take away from the song?
I want people to listen to the song, and if it brings up any emotions, like, I want you to, like, deal with those things, because obviously if it brings up something in you, there's things that you're holding back, there's things that you need to talk about and get rid of, because those are things that are really, if it's triggering you, there's things that are holding you back from your destiny. There's things that are holding you back from having like these amazing bonds with your kids and family and brothers and your wives and stuff. So I really encourage people to get to just express themselves and get rid of that stuff inside, because like holding it is not good for anybody. And it's to let it out and to heal from that. That's the only way we can move forward and be strong and be the great role models and leaders that we're called, be like destined to be. So I feel like that's kind of what I hope. And if they're coming from a healed place, that I hope they just see the unity in it. You know, and that we can be together, we can stand together in the future. And everybody, like in Canada, everybody in the world, like we're here together. Like we got to figure out a way to work together, be together. And so I feel like there's two ways you can look at it. So I hope they take it one way or the other, or just think it's a great song. I like that too.
Yeah, that's very well said, and that's awesome. I want to thank you again for doing this.
Amazing.
It's a very important topic and a really powerful song.
So. Awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.